It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of Showbiz Blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
It's Intro Lady. Yay! Intro Lady, well done. Hey, you guys. Welcome. Podcast 35 of the Platinum Club. We are digging in. And you know what today is? Let's head over to the screen, take a look. End of the game, or is it the 90-day money game, officially ends on May 2nd, which is within a day or two of the release of this. And I hope you learned a whole lot about yourself. Did you hit your proposal goals? Did you hit your income goals? That's a big question as well. And I don't care if you attributed it, the income that came, this is about intention. This game was always about intention. It was about doing something, 3Xing it, surprising ourselves, and accepting what comes in, what becomes our reality as we play the game. So where do we go from here? I have an idea, and any of you who know me and you all know me, it won't surprise you that I have an idea. I always have ideas. You either played the game full out or you didn't, and I have an idea for you that will literally assure your success in this game. And if you've already succeeded, you've already hit that number, and I know a bunch of you have, this is a chance to even up it even more. So what does your money 90-day money game chart look like? Remember, we made the whole thing with the red and the green, and we had the different colors for proposed and booked and all the different coordinations and combinations that were possible from that. Is there lots of red, lots of green? What if we do something completely crazy? What if we go for it in a week? I mean, let's be honest, it's no fun to end a game on a Tuesday. You know, it's just a run-of-the-mill midweek game. There's nothing worth doing there. It's boring. So what if you decided instead to set a new goal for this week, for the week that ends, May 4th, May 5th, something like that, May 4th probably. Yeah, Friday the 4th. What if you set that goal and it could be contacts, it could be calls, conversations, email exchanges, could be really anything. Money's great, but honestly, what if we just set a connection challenge in the spirit of Larry Binet for this week and lead it towards gigs? I mean, where I'd like to lead it towards is booking gigs. Something that you can multiply times three and achieve. Something to get you heard and known out there, connected, in conversations. How would I do that, you're asking? It's not that hard. Take all the strategy from the last 3 months and watch this. Distill it down to nuggets. Nuggets. Nuggets is a word. Every single time I type nuggets, I type nuggist. And then I correct it. Don't know why. Brain glitch. So concentrate it down to those little nuggets. Combine steps with bold contact that looks like connecting, inviting, creating in one email, one contact, one phone call, doing all three of those, and then proposing in the second contact. But that's breaking the rules. Hey, that's what we do here. You know that. That's what we do. So here it is simple. Find an event, send a contact, invite, and create email. Just put it in there. You know, there's people in Showbiz Blueprint 2018. If you're watching live Q&A replays, you'll see I'm getting bolder with these people. I'm pushing them to challenge. And they're doing it right now. They're sending out a connect, invite, create email. They don't know what's called that. But I mean, that's what I'm having people do, is just jump into the action, right into the oven. I mean, my goodness, why not? And then propose in the second contact. Yeah, it's bold. It's going to be something that you can take right to your proposal, to your proposals chart. So what about fee? Here more than ever, this has to be a line item. It's not going to be a big deal. There's not a lot of time for that. In that second contact, put it out as matter of fact as you possibly can. Boy, there was a beautiful example of that in a CVI that a new member made in the 2018 group. Kind of blew my mind. Just put it out there as a line item. Next day, book the gig. Solid, straight through. No messing around. So, and then record that on your 90-day money game chart, all right? If you've already hit your limit, I mean, do the fun thing. Take it up above the red line. And then and if you haven't, just keep filling it in and let's do it. There's such freedom in this, and you will make money. You'll make connections. There's absolutely no risk. I guarantee you, anyone you contact this week and blow it with, not going to call you anyway. This is a free week to play, and I'm going to encourage you to just really push it and jump in. You'll empower yourself for future Power Weeks. You know, Power Weeks are amazing. I do those all the time in my connection, my business, my coaching, in my consulting business. And I did it booking Raspini Brothers. I just had Power Weeks where I just said, this is what I'm doing. I'm home all week. I want to create massive income this week. I want to get in and get in the stew and mix it and play. Here's the details. Only generic intro videos, no custom videos. We don't have time for that. All the nitty-gritty for this is going to go right beneath the player. All right, so you got your headline with their logo, and you can modify that on the page. Just their logo, the date of their event. Have a generic video in there that just talks about an event, what you do for events. You can do the same thing that we do in a CVI without mentioning anything about them. You know, there's plenty of examples of us doing that. And then underneath the nitty gritty, I mean, you can fill that in for each person if you want to, if you need to, just to connect. But change that top heading, change anything that needs to be changed on the bottom, but get those things out. Remember, you're picking a number, multiplying it by three. So be cautiously responsible. All right, I'll just put it that way. Or just go balls out crazy. It doesn't matter. Use all available means for contact. I mean, social, email, phone, tag them on Twitter, send LinkedIn, ask for recommendations, connections. It doesn't have to end. Use something that tracks opens if you can. I mean, especially if you're using something like, if you're using email, use something like MixMax, Mago, anything that tells you when they opened it. Because when it opens, guess what I want you to do? I want you to pick it up and call them the second they open it. You know, just be that aggressive this week. Make promises so big you're scared they'll say yes. You can do that because I guarantee you, anyone in this group, if you got a yes right now, you would kick ass on it tonight. That's just the way we are. I mean, I trust you guys for that. That's not a big thing. So make the promises big. Make the headlines big and swooping. Cure their fears, all right? Just address it head on. How many will you attempt? What are you going to do? All right, and coming up, big changes to the Platinum Club. You're going to hear about that on the live Q&A on Tuesday. The 30th, we'll do that. I'm talking about it live on there. All subscriptions have been discontinued. I'm sure you got an email. Betsy canceled all the subscription. And after you hear it, let Betsy know if you want to stay on for the final 3 months. All right, that's going to require an email from you or your subscription will lapse, and we will call it good at 9 months, and I explain why in there. And it's a why that I'd like you to even grasp onto for yourself. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in podcast number 36, the next one I do. Boy, I've come to a realization and have to get it off my chest. So let me know if I can help you anyway with this week, because honestly, this is a big, big challenge. And I want you to just say, Barry, you know what? One more thing. I'm going to do one more thing. I'm going to step into this crazy thing and I'm going to give it a try. So jump into it. If you've hit your limit, surpass it. If you haven't, this is a time for glory. All right, you guys. This is me saying goodbye on podcast number 35. End of the game? Or is it? Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.